We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's always that first guy that you remember who was just awesome and helped you fall in love with it. And for me, that's our next guest. His name is Antonio Burks. He needs no introduction. He's a former Memphis Tigers point guard, a South Memphis legend, legend, and he's here in studio. My man, what's good?
Man, what's good, man? I appreciate you having me.
Oh, dude. Yeah. This is a dream, man.
You know, we talk about it.
Yes. Yeah, we've been trying to make this happen for a minute, man.
Now,
you know, you're a busy
time.
Man.
Yeah.
You're a busy man.
Yes, sir.
My partner, who unfortunately could not be here today, he's got a sick kid. We were talking about you a couple months ago, and your name came up, and he said, man, Antonio Burks has a story to tell, and we'll get into that here in just a minute. But before we do, what are you up to these days, man? Like, what's Antonio Burks doing around Memphis?
Man, you know, just doing a couple of entrepreneur things, you know, to keep my head above water or whatever. But I can honestly say at this moment in time, like, my life is great.
Awesome.
Having fun with it, you know.
That's awesome.
I'm always
man.
In the cut, though. You know that.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time talking trash on Facebook,
that's
man.
All
about,
I do.
Yeah.
That's all I do.
You, who are you, who's, like, your target usually? Like, a
my
49er
brother.
Fan? Oh, your brother.
He's a 49ers fan. Yeah, he's a 49ers fan, so I'm always against him.
You
no
and your brother
what.
Talk cash money
cash,
to each other. Like,
cash.
I'm like, damn, is this going to get real?
That's all we do. Been like that for 39 years.
All right, so let's go back to where it started, man. Booker T, man. What was Antonio Burks' life like back then? What was the recruiting like? Just what was the what were the days at Booker T Washington like for you, man?
Well, far as getting recruited wise, I didn't get recruited far as big colleges or whatever. But I was always in the gym every day. I knew my dream was always to become a professional basketball player. So I put forth a lot of effort to doing it or whatever. And even though my steps didn't go as planned,
mm-hmm.
I ended up making it happen regardless.
Yeah, so I guess what happened at Booker T at the end, and you ended up in JUCO, right?
Yes,
like,
I went,
what was that process?
I didn't pass the ACT or whatever.
Okay.
So I had a couple guys from White Station who was already at the junior college I was going to, Hiawassee Junior College.
Okay.
And that's what made me make my decision to go there.
From White Station?
Yeah, yeah.
Who was it? Who was it?
D. Wilkes.
Okay, yeah.
You had like three for him on their team or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But D was the main reason I went because he was a point guard.
Okay.
And I watched him play over the years and I really wanted to learn from him.
Yeah.
Because I always used to try to score.
Right.
So I wanted to learn how to run the team. And he was the right guy to go behind.
Yeah, and so what was it? What were the days at JUCO like?
It was very lonely.
Where is this? Where is
in Madisonville, Tennessee?
All right, so there's like nothing.
Yeah,
to do.
Nothing to do. But it really made me focus on nothing but basketball.
Right.
Like I knew I had to work on my jump shot. So every day after classes, I was in the gym every day, and they used to really laugh at me like, "Man, you're not working out, you know." Every day over there.
Yeah.
But I used to go over there, wash my clothes, shoot while my clothes, you know, getting washed and dried or whatever. But it was a fun process.
It feels like you came up so different than most, like, high-level basketball players. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder, like, do you look back at the way that you had to do it? Like, do you look at that as, like, a blessing? That, like, you know, you had to really work. Like, you really had, like, you weren't in there doing, like, home drills. Like, you were just working all across, you know, the whole time. Like, do you look at that as a blessing that you had to grind and come up that way?
It's been like that my whole life, grinding. No matter how low I am in life, how high, it's always about grinding. And I take pride in it. And it's all about my environment I come up in. It's very hard. And that's the reason why today I'm still going. Never going to give up no matter what.
Yeah.
Always trying to perfect my life.
Yeah. So you're at JUCO. Are you there for 1 or 2 years?
1 year.
So 1 year. Okay. So does your recruiting take off? Do you start getting a little interest? I know you walked on at Memphis, but, like, did anybody come in? Like, was anybody recruiting you at that point? Like, what was the deal?
No, I still was staying with the same. I still was staying with the same coach. Matter of fact, my coach was about to transfer to a junior college take a job to a junior college in Texas.
Okay.
And I was headed there with him. During this summer, after my first year, I was headed with him. Then I started going up to the University of Memphis and was playing with the guys. And the coaching staff saw me.
You were just playing pickup?
Pickup.
Like, they weren't even, like, you didn't know them? Didn't they know, weren't calling
never,
you?
Never met them. Coach Cal and the other guys, never met them. Just happened to go up there, me and a couple more guys where I played high school, Quintel Woods, Fatty out of Carver. We went up there and we was basically killing them.
You were killing the current team?
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yes.
And only at that point
funny.
Did John Calipari know who Antonio Barks was?
Just when he found out who I was.
You were just playing pickup basketball in his gym. Like, I that's insane.
Pickup ball.
Now, it was a different time back then, too. Right. Like, you didn't have the technology that you have now where everybody's, like, on YouTube or whatever. But
then the crazy thing about that, even before I ever went to the gym and played, when I was in junior college, when I saw Coach Cal take the job, I was, you know, in my head, I was like, man, that'll be crazy if I can get on that team.
Yeah.
And it happened a couple months later.
You wanted it.
I wanted it. Yeah.
But did you grow up wanting to be a Tiger?
Oh yeah,
you did.
I'm diehard. You know. I'm diehard. I bleed blue.
Yeah. Was it hard for you? I guess throughout the recruiting process, you're putting up numbers, you're doing your thing. Was it hard for you, like when the offers like weren't coming? Like, was that something that you struggled with ever, or did you not think of it like that?
I never thought of it like that. It was always just keep on putting forth the effort.
Yeah.
If I keep doing it, it's gonna work itself out. Even though if the road not easier, I get there. It's
right.
All about hard work. That's anything you do.
Yeah.
You know, anything you do in life, you put forward the effort, it's going to work yourself out.
Yeah, we got South Memphis legend Antonio Burks here in the building, former Memphis Tigers great. So you're in there killing. Who are you giving buckets to? It's enough time. Enough time has gone by, man. Who are you in there giving buckets to?
He's still my guy today. We talk through Instagram right now.
Who is it, man?
But I wanted the job so bad, so I'm going to say the name anyway. Courtney Trey.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were giving him buckets in the building.
I wanted his job. I had to go with him.
Wow. And so Cal sees that. The staff sees that. What happens next?
That same day, like, we ran the court. I'm talking about, like, even though we're in college, we still first-year college players.
Exactly.
We literally ran the court with Kelly Wise, Moody.
Yep.
Chiron Chapman.
Yep.
Courtney Trash. I forgot what's his name out of New York. I forget his name, but, like, we ran the floor.
Wagner?
No, Wagner. He came to Europe.
Okay, gotcha.
But we ran the floor. And it was like they saw it. And I just got lucky.
Yeah, and because you started as an invited walk-on, right?
Right.
And so did they say, hey, you'll have a chance to get a scholarship, one of those? Like, how did that kind of?
No, shout out to Ken Bennett, too. About this scholarship thing.
Streets Ministry.
Yeah, that's my guy. That's one of the guys who texted me this morning to say he'll be listening or whatever. But it was, I guess, him and Cal end up talking or whatever, and it was listed as a walk-on.
Gotcha.
But I still get everything other players get.
Yeah, and that was because of Ken Bennett.
Yes.
He's done a lot.
Oh, that's my guy, man.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
How did you sort of run it? Did you know him, or did he just kind of came around when you started showing up at Memphis practices?
That's been my mentor since middle school.
Really?
Middle school? Yes. Like, middle school. Like, no, that's a personal friend of mine. I'm talking about he done a lot for me over the years.
He's done a lot for a lot of guys, too.
Right.
I mean, I think he's a special guy to have around.
You know, he met them guys through me, though. That's my guy.
Right.
Andre Allen, those guys.
Yeah. We are, of course, talking to Antonio Burks here in studio. All right, so you're at Memphis. You become, as a senior, you're the Conference USA Player of the Year. How do you look back on those years and that time at Memphis under Cal?
Man, it's the best time of my life. Not even when I made it to the NBA, like, college was the best time. First of all, you got no bills. So I'm playing the sport I love.
Yeah.
I'm around a great group of guys. We become family. I'm talking about family, like, some of us still talk today.
Yeah.
It's just a bond you grow as family or whatever, and you get better over time.
Yeah.
All of us put in work. Everybody put in work.
What was the best win? Like, what was the best the one that you remember maybe more than the rest? the stuff that jump out? You had a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm trying to think which one. I can say, even though I didn't play a lot this game or whatever, I had a poor hamstring, so I was playing off and on. Illinois came in ranked number five. And I think it was a noon game.
Yep.
So it was very packed, special. You feel the energy in the building or whatever, and we ended up beating them. I think that was my favorite win of all.
Yeah. What do you think about Penny? I mean, back at Memphis and doing it, you know, for the guys that have come through.
We got the coach we need.
Yeah.
But we as fans got to be patient. You know, we want it right now because we've been down so long.
Yeah.
We want it right now, but be patient with them young guys. Next year, the year after, we should be better, you know, back in the running, in the mix of things. But y'all have to be patient with these young guys, be patient with the coach. He's a sophomore coach still, too.
For sure, for sure.
And that's my guy, too.
My partner, who couldn't be here, told me to ask you, you might be the only guy that's ever played for both Fred Horton and John Calipari.
No, Andre Allen.
Oh, Andre Allen. Okay, so you and Andre Allen are in very exclusive company.
Right.
How would you sort of compare those two?
They really similar. Like you can't be soft. You can't be soft playing for them.
Yeah.
And that's really one of the reasons I love my high school coach and my college coach, because the coaches came after them. It was like easy. You know, when you watch Coach Cal on TV, how he get on the guy.
Right.
Because he wants you to do right. He want to win.
Mm-hmm.
But off the court, he's the realest guy ever.
Right.
You know, that's why you see a lot of recruits going to him or whatever. He's a real guy.
You still have a good relationship with him, right?
Well, yes.
I think a lot of people would probably they Cal's misunderstood, I feel like.
I see that too. I gotta talk to him about that. You know, it's like, you know, I love my Tigers.
Yeah.
Like a couple people done seen me wear they ain't gonna like this, but a couple people done seen me wear Kentucky gear.
You don't wear Kentucky gear.
I do.
I ain't never seen you know Kentucky gear.
I get it. Coach Cal's seen it every year.
You'd only wear it around him, though.
I wear a workout.
What?
I work out in it.
Oh,
you
man.
You got to think, I love Cal.
I know, man. I
love Cal. Cal was even one of the guys, even after I got shot, he was there for me. What I'm talking about, like, years after that. So it's our relationship different.
Yeah.
You know, so it's bigger than just Memphis and Kentucky.
No doubt.
Or whatever, but I'm a Tiger for life, you know.
Yeah, for sure. We are, of course, talking to former Memphis Tiger great point guard, South Memphis legend Antonio Burks here in studio. Certainly happy to have him in. You have not talked a lot about what happened that day in July 2009, right. And I understand why. Like, that's right. Not – why right. Would you talk about that a lot? How often do you think about it?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day. Every day. Because I go through the pain every day, you know. Like, you know, most time I don't like to talk about it, but I told you can ask anything because I get a little emotional.
No, we understand, man, for sure.
Talking about it because, you know, it's like they took something from me that I worked so hard for, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's about being in the wrong place at the wrong time, but it's life or whatever. I love how I done bounce back.
Yeah, man.
You know, 21 surgery. You wouldn't even know if I didn't tell you that.
No doubt.
You know, so, you know, I really get emotional. Even when I'm by myself, what I get emotional talking about it, but it made me so much stronger, you know.
Absolutely.
Like, for me to even be sitting here right here with you right now, you won't have a clue what I went through, but I'm still getting better, you know. And I don't regret it.
Yeah.
You know, it just took something from me that I went hard and gave my all at every day. And also it took from my family, because at the time I was the provider in my family.
Right.
You know, so, you know, that's what hurts, you know. Just the hard work I put in, and as far as me visioning the future that was going to be for my family, that's what hurt the most.
But you're here.
I'm here, man.
You're
I'm
still here.
I'm here.
I mean, 21 surgeries.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of guys who don't make it out of that or past that.
Yeah.
And you're not up here, by the way, making excuses. You're not up here asking anybody to feel sorry for you. You didn't come in here to talk about that.
No.
You ain't trying to rally no support. Like, you're just being you.
It's me.
I mean, and that, I think, is the admirable part about it. Like, you don't want anybody to feel sorry for you, AB.
I get me. I get me. I've been having me.
How long did it sort of take you, I guess, for after that happened to, you know, I mean, to obviously to move forward, if there ever is a point where you do that?
No, it's never a point. Really, you just got to accept it, you know, and keep getting better with life. I can honestly say, I got shot in 2009. I probably was struggling, like, far as life, maybe 2011 to 2000, maybe 15, say 16, something like that. But ever since then, you know, my life been back on the right track.
Yeah, man.
I'm doing better.
Absolutely.
As far as myself or whatever, and it's all about hard work still.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get better every day.
Now, weren't you coaching?
Yes.
You were doing
It's Soulsville.
Okay, you were. Yes. Are you still coach? Are you helping out anywhere?
No, at the moment, I plan. That's my dream, really, to get
you want to get into coaching?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
It ain't about I'm going to get into coaching. I will. It will happen at some point, but it just got to be the right opportunity.
For sure.
Even if I got to go back to high school and work my way up. And far as the Soulsville job or whatever, you know, back then I ended up getting into a little trouble with a female or whatever. And I had to man up and accept what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost that job from that.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since then, you know, I was on paper for a couple of years, but all of it expunged off my record.
Gotcha.
So right now I'm cleared to do whatever ever since February last year.
Okay, so you're just looking for the right opportunity.
Right opportunity.
You know, we are, of course, talking to the great Antonio Burks here in studio. I mean, I think you are, in many ways, such a great lesson for a lot of people,
right.
Somebody that a lot of people can look to and learn from. In your own words, right, as somebody that came through Memphis, the high school ranks, one of the best basketball players the city's produced, what would you tell that next one, that next Antonio Burks, who's coming up right now, who's at White Station or wherever they may be, what would be your lesson in what you want them to know?
Really, you know, I go to a lot of middle school games. You see me at a high school game this year or whatever, my high school team. I go to a lot of middle schools and high school games. It's a lot of talent coming out of Memphis. First of all, you know, you really got to – if this your dream to be a professional basketball player, example, I will say, like, far as my daughter had, like, talent, like, natural talent.
Yeah.
You know, but she...
She's your daughter. Of course he does. Of course he got talent.
Like, but she never really... Like, she can go play every day. She listening now, too.
Yeah.
Like, she can go play every day basketball. But she never really want to work on her skills.
Mm.
And so I always used to tell her, if this really what you want, and she really wanted it though, but she never put forward the effort.
Yeah.
If you don't put forward the effort, you ain't going to get the results you're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, so basically all I want to tell the young guys is, man, work hard. If this really what you want to do in life, you can make it happen. Look at me.
Absolutely.
You know. I did it. You can do it too.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of guys out there who could really benefit from being around you, man. You're a real one. This was awesome, man. I appreciate you coming in and, you know, opening up, man. This was awesome, man. Appreciate you as always, Antonio.
I appreciate you having me. And shout out to Griff, man. That's one of my mentors too. He's listening to.
Dig that. Yeah. Dig that. He is Antonio Burks, ladies and gentlemen. We will come back. By the way, find some highlights of this man. Hey, did you were talking to me.
Oh, that's what
I forget. This is the perfect opportunity. What did you need? Because
I need anybody out there who's listening to get me the old Tiger game from 2001 to 2004. I'm willing to pay anything to get them. If you can get them to John, whatever the price is, I want it. I need that. I live off those.
I think you're going to be all right, man. I don't think anybody's going to ask you to pay. But if you have any kind of archives, 01 to 04, Antonio Burks would love to have them. So hit me up. We'll make it happen. We'll connect. Again, he's Antonio Burks, Memphis Tiger great, South Memphis legend, man. Thank you.
Man, thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.